The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey everyone, it's Jason. You're about to hear a very special version of Take Survivor that was recorded live in LA for our Crooked Media What A Year event. It's a super fun night. We raised a ton of money for our No Years Off campaign. If you still want to donate, you can go to votesaveamerica.com/no-off-years. Thanks to everyone who participated that night, and thank you to listening to Take Line this year. Renee and I have had truly so much fun, and we just appreciate all the love from our listeners. So enjoy our final Take Survivor of the Year, plus Renee and I giving our buzzer beaters. Thanks again for listening. See y'all in 2022.
Okay, so you guys better know what that sound means at this point in time. We are at the end of the year, and we've been with you guys since the beginning of the year. So you better know it's time for Buzzer Beaters, where we talk stories we didn't cover in the show because of time. And by time, I mean this whole year. That's right. It's a very special Buzzer Beaters, stories that we didn't really get into in 2021. Jason, you're up first. Let's hear it.
I'm going to go recent. I'm going to talk about the return of Sex and the City and Just Like That, in which, spoiler, in episode one, Mr. Big, the partner of Carrie, passes away after a heated ride on his Peloton, which from a heart attack. And then, you know, fans of the show will remember that Mr. Big suffered a heart attack during the original run of the season. He has a heart attack. Carrie finds him collapsed in the shower. And instead of calling 911, she just like basically watches him expire. And all of this led to an 11% drop in Peloton stock. Let me just say this.
It did.
Which then led to Peloton like doing a Snap commercial that went on
I saw that. Social they media. Like, they just like 48 hours.
They filmed it. They were like, oh, we got to address this. I'll just say this. I was absolutely, it was one of the most shocking moments in TV, and I'm serious. I'm saying this after having just watched the Succession finale. Like, letting Mr. Big die while you stare at him from across the room, not calling 911, then you run over, and in his last moments, rather than again calling for help, you, like, kiss him and, like, hug him tightly, which is, like, obstructing his airway. Like, I would, there's a world in which Carrie like actually finished him off. And I'm shocked by this. That's all I have to say. What do you have? What is your
buzzer beater? Okay, so I'm going to stay in the film realm. And I think the buzzer beater of 2021 is black leads in film and TV. When I'm, the first thing that comes to mind right now is Harlem. It's a new show that's on Prime. And it's basically Sex and the City, but the black version. And it's filmed in Harlem, hence the name, but it's upscale. Whoopi Goldberg's in it, Megan Good's in it. It has a lot of great actors and actresses. It's lit. And you're starting to see more storylines now that there's black leads. And even if you think back into, we interviewed Antoinette Wandu on this show about a director in a play, a Broadway play. You're just starting to see in film and industry is becoming more diverse, more inclusive. So I think the buzzer beater of 2021 is that the film industry is changing, not rapidly, but it is changing. And we love to see it.
Renee, are you watching Abbott Elementary?
I just saw the preview. Should I be watching Abbott Elementary?
Yeah, it's so fun. Speaking of the, you know, speaking of black creators and there be more people of color in these kind of creative fields calling shots and stuff. Created by Quinta Brunson, starring Quinta Brunson, incredible cast. It's set in a public elementary school in Philly, and there's one episode out right now.
I'm locked in.
It's so good and so funny. The pilot is just like really, really great. It's from the perspective of, you know, these teachers just trying to like make it happen with the most shoestring of budgets and with kids acting like kids being crazy. It's great. It's really good.
Oh, and let me add, I love that. I'm going to add it to our list of things to watch because that's one of our favorite things to do. But Swagger, Insecure, all these shows that are just circulating right now that are like at the top, I love to see it. So let's keep it going in 2022. Let's add more diversity and then have better shows. I'm here for it.
Joining us now with a game of Take Survivor, it's Crooked's own Jason Concepcion, and joining him is Jon Favreau, Louis Fertel, Caroline Reston, and Kendra James. Jason Concepcion.
Yes, that's right. You know what that sound is. It's the drums, the hypnotic drums of Take Survivor, the game where only the strongest take survives. Joining us today, he is our boss. Jon Favreau, co-host of Pod Save America. Jon, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
She is a producer, one of the greatest producers that the world has ever seen. Caroline Reston, rest in peace.
Thank you. I was not aware I was on this segment with my boss, so regretting all my answers.
He is the co-host of Keep It, Louis Fertel, and he also... I understand he can name every Oscar winner ever. 1965 Best Supporting Actor.
1965 Martin Balsam in A Thousand Clowns. Who's great? If you ever seen Psycho, he plays the cop in it.
He used to be
George Clooney's father-in-law.
Amazing. Amazing.
Unbelievable stuff. And she is a senior producer here at Crooked Media, Kendra James. Kendra, how are you?
Hello. I'm shaken every time I hear him do that.
So here's how it works, folks. If you've ever listened to Take Line, the podcast that I co-host with two-time WNBA champion Ray Montgomery, you know how this game works, but here's how it works. There'll be three rounds, three prompts, three questions. Our contestants will give their takes. And then you, the stream team, or whatever we're calling the people in the chat, will then vote for the person who is booted from the island each round until we get to the finals, in which case you will vote for the winner. Everybody clear on what's going to happen here today?
One of the ruder games. People are actually eliminated. Feelings will be hurt. Stuff. It's okay.
You know, it's, you know, Squid Game, all of that, right. Battle Royale. You know what the deal is. Call of Duty Warzone, it's a lot like that. It's ruthless, and only one take can survive. First question. What is the best holiday gift? Is it a gift card? Is it a sweater? Is it some socks? What is the best holiday gift? Jon.
A puppy. Yeah. You're never going to ask for it, but if you get it, you're going to be really excited. You're going to keep it. You're going to be overjoyed even though you didn't think you wanted it. And it's going to be your friend for life. You should give people puppies.
Strong opener.
a large cost you will be incurring from that.
A strong opener once again. Caroline, since you have strong feelings about that, what is the best holiday gift? What is the best gift?
So I would say anything that's going to be impacted by the supply chain is the ideal gift. So what I mean by that is like something material, something you can own, something you can wear, something you can touch. And like, I know the holidays are all about like giving and it's like the thought that counts. But if you're going to write me a DIY heartfelt letter, save it for Thanksgiving, bitch. The holidays are about asking the people you love to buy you shit. And why would you say no to that? Like, don't deny it. Accept it. Mom, if you're watching, go to stod-clothing.com. I want a new purse. Thank you so much.
Anything supply chain, microchips, anything that uses cobalt, that is what Caroline would like for the holidays. Louis, what's the best gift?
First of all, that was like a rap. I was like, I can't believe I just witnessed that. Second of all, my answer is among friends, which is... fancy underwear. It's not something you're necessarily going to buy for yourself, and it brings you closer to your friends because you're both like, we're in this together. We want to look fancy. Sex is important to us. We got to look cool. We want to wear silk, but I don't want to buy that for myself necessarily and wait for that in the mail. So your friend's looking out for you, being like, you know what? I know what like your cakes look best in, and I'm going to buy this for you. It's really intimate and friendly, and we all grow from it.
Wow.
Song, the dong, dong, dong. Kendra.
Okay, so while he is my boss, I do have to directly disagree. I do not want a responsibility for Christmas.
Oh,
I don't
please.
Want a plant. I don't want an animal. Nothing. What I want is for you to do unto me as I would do to myself, which means contributing to my Beyonce fund. I don't know how she moves. I don't know what her plan is, but I know that she will drop a ticket out of thin air. Give me money to contribute to that fund, or if she happens to do something in December, that's usually not her way. But if she does, I want that ticket. It must be VIP, and I would like to be in front of the stage.
Wow, Beyonce fund.
The vague idea of Beyonce occurring at any given
moment. Well, you have to be ready. She demands preparedness.
Zelle, Venmo, or Cash App, contribute to the Beyonce fund. You can do that right now. Let's go to the voting. This is democracy in action, folks, and direct democracy, not a republic. This is a direct democracy. If you, whoever you would like to see booted from this round of Take Survivor, please vote for them with hashtag their initials, so hashtag JF for Jon Favreau, our boss. I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm just saying. Hashtag right. CR for Caroline Reston, hashtag LV for Lewis, and hashtag KJ for Kendra James. Folks, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Jon Favreau who says, how would you like to feed something for 13 years and pick up its shit? Will it be Caroline Reston who says, supply chain, folks, you know why the air is so bad in Los Angeles? Because we've got all these container ships off the coast. Maybe that's the reason. She says, isn't that great? Let's contribute to it. Will it be Lewis?
That's accurate.
Who says, get me a thong, get me something lacy, some nice boxers.
It's also $700 less than a puppy.
Oh my. Still a lot. Or
free
will it be
puppies.
Kendra James?
There's free puppies everywhere.
Or will it be Kendra James, who says, my Beyonce fund, that is the best gift. Tickets to Beyonce, the gift that keeps on giving. The votes are coming in now. Let's take a look. I can barely
see it.
Tough for me.
And who has been ejected? The first boot in this What a Year edition of Take Survivor is apparently Mr. Puppy, Jon Favreau. Jon,
well,
what do you have to say?
I'm getting you all a puppy. That's what we do.
Vicious.
Enjoy.
Democracy in action. Folks, it's time for round two.
Bye.
He's crying. It's super weird.
It's very tough. Much like a puppy after 14 years shuffling off stage. Folks, round two, are you ready?
Yes.
What is the best, what's the best holiday song? What's the best holiday song ever written? You can go back in time to something from the American Songbook. You can do something more recent. What's the best holiday song? Caroline, what's the best holiday song?
The best holiday song is NSYNC's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Why is that song the best song? Because that song is fucking chaos. You can tell the NSYNC guys just wanted to sing Merry Christmas, and some like studio was like, but like, what if like we added Happy Holidays? And they're like, fine. If you go listen to that song, there are about 35 mentions, I counted, mentions of Christmas. 3 mentions of Happy Holidays. And what I love so much about this song is that it reminds us that the liberal assault on Christmas is real, and that's what I want to be reminded of every holiday season.
Can you sing the chorus?
Oh my God. Okay. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
And we're getting sued.
Woo!
3 mentions of Christmas there.
Lewis, first of all, 1949 adapted screenplay.
All the King's Men.
Lewis, what is the best holiday song?
That's a good answer if you shop exclusively at Target. But I think a great answer for all time
wow.
is We Need a Little Christmas from the musical MAME, because most Christmas songs are just about, like, we're in the holiday season, it's nice, it's snowing outside. This is about the urgency of Christmas. We need a little Christmas right this very minute. I want it. You know what I mean? I want the gifts. I want the Veruca Saltness of Christmas. Right. You know,
I
earned
it
now. And also Angela Lansbury sings it, and I'm going to say she's a slightly more artistic singer than J.C. Shaze or whatever you were throwing down over there.
Wow, well, the best goal for J.C.
Sorry, sorry. I'm hyperventilating.
Wow. Unbelievable stuff. Angela Lansbury, serial killer from, what was her crime show?
Oh, Murder, She Wrote.
She was
a mystery writer, but okay.
She was around a lot of murders. That's all I have to say about that. It's very, very suspicious. Kendra.
Yeah.
What is the best holiday song?
As you may be able to tell, I am black, and thus the best holiday song is This Christmas. It is also the most versatile holiday song. You have a Fantasia version. You have the classic Donny Hathaway version if you just want soulful. If there's a marshmallow on your Christmas table or your Thanksgiving table, you have the Pentatonix version. You can also, if your Christmas is happening in hell, there's the Chris Brown version. Like, there's something for everyone. So This Christmas, best holiday song, hands down.
Wow. Folks, let's take it to the voters once again. Stream Team, you know what to do. You're voting for the person who you'd like to see ejected from the island once again. After round two of Take Survivor, you're voting with their initials, hashtag their initials. Who will it be? Will it be Caroline Reston, who says, NSYNC's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays?
Good song.
Will it be Kendra, who says, This Christmas, with a multitude of versions?
There are 30 versions. 30 of them. One for
versions,
everyone.
30 versions, Donny Hathaway, Fantasia, etc. Will it be Lewis, who says, you want it. You need it. You need just a little Christmas.
The urgency is what's important, yes.
Who's it going to be, folks? The votes are coming in. Very exciting. Any least favorite holiday songs up here on the couch, on the stage?
Baby, It's Cold Outside is maybe one of them. That's sort of the traditional lib answer.
Yeah, tough one. Let's see. And then oh my gosh. Well, the people have spoken, and they have said Lance Bass, Justin Timberlake.
Lance Ass. That's what it is, yeah.
Joseph Fatone. J.C. Shazé.
This is disgusting. This is rigged. I don't like it.
GTFO. NSYNC. Caroline, what do you have to say?
I feel like all I have to say is everyone who voted for me is now deprived the joy of ever listening to NSYNC. You go to a club, you're not allowed to listen to NSYNC. You leave immediately. No more joy for you. Goodbye. Wow.
Two Jeopardy champions. Not champions.
Yeah, two Jeopardy losers. Yeah. Yes.
And that, folks, is how you go out with class. Welcome to the finals of Take Survivor. What a year edition. Please give it up one time for our finalists. Kendra and Lewis.
By the way, you didn't bring up the Patti LaBelle version on YouTube.
It's great.
That she screwed up. You got to watch that on YouTube if you haven't seen it. She's wonderful.
Stream Team, just going to remind you once again, we're going to be voting for the winner after this round. And here is our question. What is the perfect New Year's Eve celebration? The perfect New Year's Eve celebration. Lewis, let's start with you.
All right, here it is. Going to bed earlier than you ever have in your entire life. Don't even participate in the night. Don't drink a thing. It's 4:30. You're tired. Get into the bed. Sleep like this. Put your head between your knees. Don't hear a thing. Don't interact with anybody. Don't accept greetings. Don't text anybody. Don't look on Instagram. Don't get ideas for going out. Don't even remember what going out is. Just say, I'm a person who needs sleep. I'm going to get it now. And then I'll emerge in the midst of this horrible Kafka-esque tragedy we call January. Celebrating January. Think about celebrating January. That's what this holiday is. Say
wow.
No.
Wow.
My birthday's in January,
Lewis. See, this is what I mean.
That felt personal. Kendra.
Yeah.
What is the ultimate, the perfect, the ideal New Year's Eve celebration?
Gotta say, it's similar to Lewis. I'm at home. I'm alone. No one's bothering me, not even my husband. I'm ignoring calls from friends, relatives, loved ones, coworkers. No one's getting in touch with me. I'm in the tub. I have my iPad set up on the tub tray, and I'm watching the compilation video on YouTube of all the girls trying to hit that note in Astonishing from Little Women, the Christopher Columbus part. That's what I'm doing on New Year's Eve. That's ideal. I'm not watching anything on television. I don't need to see a ball drop.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Wow.
I'm 34. What do you want from me?
Let's give it to the stream team. This is it. This is the big finals, everybody. You are voting for the winner. You are voting for your favorite take of what is the perfect New Year's Eve celebration. Will be Lewis, who said, Go to bed right now. Go to bed early.
Coma.
Don't worry about FOMO. Don't open your phone.
No FOMO. Coma. That's right.
Go right to sleep. You're going to wake up rested. Everybody's going to look like a zombie, and you're going to feel great. Or will it be Kendra, who very similarly said, also leave me alone, husband, you too. I'm going to be in the bathroom, in the tub, watching a compilation video of ladies singing the high note in Astonishing. Folks, let's take it to the votes. It's looking very close right now.
Not that close.
No.
Well, you know, we're trying to pump up the suspense. And folks, the winner of the first annual What a Year edition of Take Survivor is, first of all, who won the 1938 Oscar for Best Actress? Best Actress.
Bette Davis, her second.
Lewis Ritell. Lewis. What do you have to say?
I think I said it, frankly. feeling good. Endorphins flying through me, up through me. I feel like a poem. I'm just full of feeling.
Well, folks, that has been it for Take Survivor. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. May all your 2022 months and weeks and days be perfect and ideal in the year to come. That's it for us. That's it for 2021. Follow and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to Take Line Show on YouTube for exclusive video clips from this episode, plus my digital series, All Caps NBA, which airs every Friday. Everyone, have an amazing holiday. Relax.
Happy
enjoy it.
Holidays.
Have a happy new year.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And see you in 2022. Goodbye. Take Line is a Crooked Media production. The show is produced by Carlton Gillespie and Zuri Irvin. Our executive producers are myself and Sandy Gerard. Our contributing producers are Caroline Reston, Elijah Cohn, and Jason Gallagher. Engineering, editing, and sound design by Sarah Gibble-Laska and the folks at Chapter 4. And our theme music is produced by Brian Vasquez.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.